UNA Gallery is a Portland, Oregon gallery dedicated to the contemporary art of the outsiders. I have in the studio Mercedes Orozco, owner and co-director. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm super, very super today.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure as always. So do you want to take us into the mission of UNA Gallery?
Yeah, well, our mission is to hold space and highlight the voices of underrepresented artists. So we reach out to and host the work of POC artists, queer, femme, and gender nonconforming artists. And there's been some allies in there, but mostly our mission is to host space for our communities and to show the work that doesn't get access.
It's just not accessible
exactly.
In the same way. How long has the gallery been going?
We opened in September of last year. Yeah, it feels like it's been so much longer than that, though, just because it's been such a huge wave of stuff and people and positive things.
Yeah, or that you've got, like, the director title next to your name, so you're like, I'm the one doing it. So
I know. If all the balls are dropped, it's on me.
What channels do you, as an owner and a co-director, navigate to reach out to the artists of color who, in this day and time, are feeling really anxious about where to show their art?
Well, I mean, I think the first challenge is finding folks, because it's part of the same problem, is these names aren't out there. You know, we're not used to just kind of seeing it randomly when you're walking through Portland galleries. So it takes some research. I mean, I think it's been an exponentially accessible thing as our community really grows and people start really feeling like they're a part of UNA. But really, it's just through making connections and going to events and finding other members of our community that are out there and just making those links.
What kind of art do you have in the gallery?
Well, it's been a wide range of things, and we have some really cool stuff planned for next year that's more like installation based. But we've had, visual works, we've had conceptual performance installation pieces. Right now we have, we've hosted these two artists that have been on a 2-week-long residency in the space, kind of transforming it and making these really cool installation and performances out of the correspondence that they've been sending each other for decades. So
what? So is that happening right now?
Yeah.
So is there like certain dates, or you just walk in and it's just this multidisciplinary showing?
Last weekend we had two... Saturday and Sunday was full of performances by them in response to their residency. And what's left now is just the installation. So if you were open on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, noon to 5. So you can go in this weekend and still check out the installation and go through their journals and their letters. And it's really touching, tender
stuff. What are some of the subjects they were touching on?
Well, everything, you know, because it's them sort of growing up and going through the motions and having each other to reflect about all their feelings. I mean, it's incredibly feelings oriented, obviously. So
that's great. In an age that I swear is trying to tell us it's not okay to have feelings.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And this is just like so raw and so tender.
That's great.
Yeah. Really touching.
Yeah. I think it takes... Yeah, I was going to say it takes courage, but I always thought that was kind of really like backhanded to be like, oh, it takes courage to have feelings. I'm like, well, that, you know, we were born with them. They didn't go anywhere. I think it's human to have feelings and to navigate them for sure.
Yeah.
What are some of the other events coming up at UNA Gallery?
Well, so our next event is actually a cool combination of events that is all with this fundraising intention. We're getting ready to renew our lease, so we're raising funds. So we're going to have a silent auction, and we're collaborating with this really cool group of artists and writers called PUR, Poets United to Read, Rouse, and Resist.
Yeah.
And they're hosting reading and dance party and silent auction, and it's all to get funds since we're getting ready to give it another spin.
Awesome. So it'll be a night that starts with like the poetry and the music, and then things will shift out into a silent auction. Will there people be like holding numbers and things or waving their hands? How does that work?
Well, the cool thing about the silent auction is that we don't have to do that. I think we all have anxiety around that idea.
Oh, I was really excited. I was like, yeah, I'll bring my fan. Oh, I'll be like,
whoop. Cool paddles.
Yeah, cool paddles.
Yeah. Well, so under each piece will be a little list, and people just silently write their bid in, and there's like little...
I'm sort of sad, but not like, yay for this art auction, but like, oh, I really wanted to bring a paddle.
I can make sure that there's a paddle. Okay, that's great. Tell like me your
one
favorite
right,
number.
One right next to the actual like book where it's like if you feel like giving it a little bigger to do than just signing your name, you could be like, I'm buying this.
Right, if you really want people to know who you are.
That might be good. However, if you think it's just me, don't do it. I don't want it.
Maybe we'll get some paddles in there for folks. Maybe a paddle installation is part of what's
up. Oh my gosh. Don't tempt me to submit that. I'd be like, it's a metaphor on capitalism and versus philanthropy and eroticism.
Totally. Yeah, there's stuff.
I don't know. That'd probably be very, cathartic, I guess, for me. Going back to events, are there events coming up this fall? How do shows rotate? Do they?
So we rotate our shows every month. Next month, we're hosting YGB, which is another really rad collective of artists that won the Precipice Fund, which is the same grant that we won last year. So that's how we met. Another awesome. Really good point of connection with a lot of cool artists. But anyway, YGB is going to be at the space during the month of July. They're going to have different events, and the show opens on first Thursdays every month. Mm-hmm. And then in August, we're hosting Decanon, who's another really cool collective of writers of color that are putting together this really cool POC writers library. And Kaya Herricks in September. So we basically just booked our whole lease.
Fantastic.
So
that is fantastic. Does YGB stand for anything?
Yeah, YGB stands for Young, Gifted, and Black or Brown, depending on who you ask.
All right. Okay. I wanted to talk more about Una Gallery's mission. I really liked on the website how it mentioned its dedication to the others, I think it was, or the unseen, or...
Underrepresented.
The underrepresented. Mm-hmm. And wanted to know about your personal pathway to gallery owner and co-director as somebody who must have been making art and then seeing this huge disparaging difference between people of color and whites producing art.
Well, first, I think my experience of even coming to Portland in the first place has been incredibly shocking. I was not used to being an outsider, quote unquote. I grew up in Mexico and sometime in Southern California, San Diego, where diversity is something that we're all so used to that the differences never really stood out to me. And then it wasn't until I moved to Portland that I was like, oh my God, what? I mean, that tokenizing and the fetishizing and all that was brand new to me. And like, I had heard it from other friends, but when it really happened to me, I was like, wait a second, what's going on here? I was living in an artist community, Milepost 5, and started dabbling in directing the galleries there because the developers kind of dropped the ball. And so the community took over and we started building something. And it was always a little complicated, and part of the reason that Blair, whom I met there, who's my co-director, we both felt like we outgrew the project because we kept being restricted in certain ways. Like, you have to give priority to the residents or to these friends of the developers. You know, like, the politics behind it were so weird and so, I mean, I don't know. I think it's mostly... To me, art is so about the heart, and it's so, like, that's the most important part of art is the heart behind it. And how can you have an art space that doesn't consider that? Mm-hmm. And I think that was the big sort of gear-changing discovery. We were like, we have to do this somewhere else. We have to be let do what we're trying to do.
Sure. Do you hear a lot of the same stories from other artists that come to Una wanting to present the heart of their art and feeling like they haven't been able to do that elsewhere?
You know, I wish we, maybe in the future, I'm going to ask a little more about the backstory behind, like, how long have you been trying to have this show and stuff like that. I'm afraid I don't have a lot of backstory on the artists that we've shown, but I know that it's made folks really happy. I mean, the community that has started building around the gallery has been mind-blowing, and it's not so much that I know their backstory, but I know the response that we get to the project, and that just shows how much we've been needing it, you know. And just Blair and I, our lives have changed just being exposed to these communities and to feel like we're finally a part of something, you know.
Right. Do you see a different diversity of artists come to Una opposed to galleries, say, in Northwest or Southwest that are more commercial?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's, again, it's the folks with heart, you know. It's the radical artists. It's the people that are trying to do more than just sell their work. Because there's plenty of spaces where the priority is to sell the work. And we'd love to sell work because we'd love to support the artists that are making this. But I think that the most important thing is, are you making work? Is it helping you? And can you share it with us?
Awesome.
And I think the public that comes to the gallery is the people that respond to that and that are looking for a hub.
Totally.
Yeah.
What are some long-term goals of Una Gallery? Like, say, next year or the year after, what can the public expect to see inside Una Gallery?
Ooh, that's a great question. Well, there's a couple of group show calls that we have in mind. Spoiler alert. One that I'm incredibly excited about, we're still working on polishing it. It's about dualities. So we're hoping to have a call that people can submit proposals to, and after the jury process, then, I mean, so we've hosted shows where people already have work, and if it fits the theme, then they submit it. But in this, for this particular call, we're hoping that people will want to create work inspired by the theme dualities and the way in which we all are sort of are two things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm also excited to try to get some street artists in the gallery. And yeah, we're talking to different artists and checking out really cool stuff at PNCA and trying to pluck those prodigy students. And
nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's recap. We have a few more minutes. So the PER event is when, where, and how much?
The PER event is June 30th from 7 to 10 p.m. There is a lot of ways in which people can support financially. There's a cover at the door. There will be donation jars. The silent auction is a great way to donate money and also end up with some cool art. And just like links to our PayPal account, unagallerypdx@gmail.com. Yeah.
How much is the cover?
I think it's $5 to $10.
Okay, sliding scale.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And where is Una Gallery located?
Una Gallery is located as part of the Everett Station Lofts in Northwest Portland on the corner of Northwest Broadway and Flanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
The heart of it.
The heart of it.
The heart of the art district.
Yeah, it's a great location. I mean, that's been a really cool resource to have, to be in a really accessible place.
Yeah. I'm dying to know if other directors in the area are peeking their heads in and going, what's going on there? Do you ever get any of that? What's in your gallery?
We do. And it's a little complicated because just like the neighbors are not necessarily a huge part of our mission. So explaining our mission to like white cis het folks can be a little
daunting.
Yeah, we're like, oh, this isn't up for debate though. I think it's more just that question of like, well, why would you be so specific about the people that you're, you know, that sort of like
really
well-meaning
oh
moderate energy.
My goodness.
I mean, also, there's really great neighbors and stuff, and people are excited about the project. But we do, just because of our location, we have to explain ourselves a lot.
Thank you so much for coming on. As we close, is there anything else you'd like the world to know about Una Gallery?
We love you. That's all.
That's the best ending ever, actually, to an in-depth. We love you, too.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was great.
Thanks for coming on.